Hallelujah, precious family of the living God. Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for light for life and just stirring up our hearts to be refreshed again for the day set out that we have sufficient to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you've paid the price and everything's been done so we can be blessed like you are blessed, because as you the Father sent you, so you sent us to do the works that you done, because you love us, the Father. You love us, the Father loves us. So hallelujah, we thank you, we appreciate that in Jesus name. Let's bless this word now in Jesus name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. The word is we're reading this morning is from Psalm 118, and it's verse 25 and 26. He says, "Save us, we pray, O Lord. We pray, give us success. Because blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and we bless you from the house of the Lord." Now, praise God, you know, our bodies is temples. Our bodies reflects the goodness that is inside it. Amen. Each and every one of us. And here, the author is saying, save us, come through for us, heal us, give us success. Because blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Makes me think, you know, when the household judgment begins in the household of God, and when Israel rejected the Lord, and then the Lord cried, he says, "I would have loved to gather you like a hen would gather his chicks, but you wouldn't," you know, and because they didn't know the day of visitation and they didn't embrace him. But then he still gave hope. You know, we see the horrific things that came upon the house of Israel, on those that turned away from him. But those that listened to him and stayed in tune with him, they were protected like a hen would protect her chickens. But the rest went through the siege that came from the Romans. But then he says, until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And so we have seen where goodness has come from. There's no name under heaven and earth by which we can be saved. And we have entered, believed. And so we entered into the kingdom, not just to see the kingdom, but also to experience the kingdom. And I just think of the great blessing that we can see in Ephesians 3 from verse 14 on. And in my own words, it says we humble ourselves, we kneel down, because humility is before honor, to the Father from whom every family in heaven and earth receives its true name. So our name, our story, our adventure is found in the Father through what has been done for us in Christ Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he goes on that that we may be blessed with, we may have the glory, because we receive the Spirit. It's a good pleasure for the Father to give us the Spirit, to give us the kingdom and the Spirit. And then having the Spirit, that we be able to I'm just quoting this without looking in the word. And yeah, that cry that the Spirit may strengthen your inner man, that the Spirit becomes one with your spirit. You're married to the Lord. That's where the union takes place. That's where righteousness now comes from. That you, your spirit may be strengthened in your inner man, so Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. So you are an anointed one. You are a child of the living God in his image and likeness. But now you're staying in tune with Jesus, because where he is, you are also. And as he is, so are you in this world. So you can have confidence, even in the judgments, in the squeezings that's going to come today. And you can also partake of the blessings of God, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you may grasp is be mindful, aware of the love of God, so as to know is then the deeper being able to, the first part grasp, but then also to speak about and then to experience the mighty love of God, which goes way beyond that revelation, because he works exceedingly abundantly above that which we ask or see. The experience of God is a wonderful reality that's there for each and every one of us. And then it goes back. He tells us this is all according to the God's working by His Spirit, that we partake of the glory that's in Christ Jesus, each and every one, and the church, and that gives glory to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So be blessed, guys, to know that you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.